Well, Christmas is finally here, and over the next few days, we will all be celebrating in different ways. A survey conducted by the Independent newspaper estimates that tomorrow, Christmas Day, most of us will eat 6,000 calories. And I don't know if you know also that the average person will gain almost 3 kilos or 6 pounds over the Christmas period. It's enough to put you off your turkey, isn't it? Well, I came across these helpful tips to help you manoeuvre the next few days and perhaps help you decide how best to eat. Just a few things. Firstly, if you eat something and no one sees you eat it, it has no calories. If you're eating a box of chocolates and you have a diet drink with it, the calories in the chocolate are cancelled out by the effect of the diet drink. So there you are. Drinking for medicinal purposes, I like this one, never counts. This includes brandy, mulled wine, and sherry. Leftovers, the things licked off spoons, have no calories, especially brandy butter. And finally, one for all you cooks. If you fatten everyone else around you, you'll end up looking thinner. So for most of us, this is a time of celebration, of parties, of family gatherings, exchanging cards and presents, eating nice food, and like I said, probably putting on a little bit of weight. But for some, Christmas will be more difficult. I was thinking over these last few days of the families of Harry Dunn, who was killed in that motorcycle accident back in the summer. It's been very much in the news, hasn't it, this last weekend. Of Saskia Jones and Jack Merritt, who were murdered in that terrorist attack near London Bridge. And perhaps for you too, this Christmas will be difficult. Maybe it's the first Christmas since someone in your family has died. Or maybe you've recently had bad news and the outlook is worrying. Brexit and the political uncertainty of the past year has affected us all. And whether you are rejoicing or despairing at the outcome of the election, some will be feeling more anxious than others. I could go on, but the fact is that between us there'll be lots of different emotions this Christmas. Some ready to celebrate, some feeling sad and lonely, some just bemused by what the last year has brought. Well, Sue has just read to us the familiar Christmas story, as Luke tells us. Probably most of us know the details. It's an incredible account of God acting and intervening to change the course of human history and all of our futures for eternity. And I want to highlight just two things that I think this passage has to say to us tonight. And the first is that God chooses to be involved in the mess of human life. If you're having a tough time, you need to know tonight that God knows about pain and disappointment and suffering. The reading from Luke tells us that he was born into it. The account that Luke gives us is rather different from the Christmas that most of us are about to enjoy. There's no tree, no fairy lights, no tinsel, no festive meals, not even a toast to the new baby. The reality is that Jesus was born into a very messy situation. His parents weren't married when he was conceived. That's something we might not think unusual today, but in first century Palestine, that would have been scandalous. Mary and Joseph were visitors to Bethlehem, and they ended up with nowhere to stay. They were homeless. They had to sleep in someone else's house, in the space reserved for the domestic animals. The picture that many of us have on our Christmas cards of neatly dressed gentlemen and women adoring animals, standing around serenely, isn't the case at all. We've heard tonight of those first shepherds, Luke tells us, living out in the fields, looking after their sheep. It would not have been pleasant hanging around them for too long. But it's into these messy circumstances that Jesus, God's own Son, was born. God knows about mess because he's been part of it, born into it. And as Jesus grew up, he continued to experience the difficulties of human life. He knew about pain and suffering and loss, just like you and me. And at the end of his life, he was brutally murdered. Whatever experience we may be going through at the moment, whatever our life looks like, however bad, however tough, however difficult we may find it, we can take comfort from the fact that Jesus knows and cares. But the reality is that Jesus didn't come into the world just so that God could identify with us, just so that he could experience the things that we experienced. He came to do something about them. You see, Jesus was born to change the world. What was it that the angels said to the shepherds? I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Good news for great joy that will be for all people. What was that good news? The good news that was that Jesus had come into our world. Yes, but so much more. Because the angel continues that today a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. The dictionary defines a Savior as someone who comes to save, who rescues or delivers. And so the angels were announcing that a baby had been born and that this baby had come to rescue people. Our first reading from Paul to Titus says that. He says that the Savior appeared and saved us not because of the righteous things we'd done, but because of his mercy. You see, God sent Jesus not because we had earned it or we deserved it, but because he loves us. The one who could do something about the situations that people found themselves in and we continue to find ourselves in was here. And after hearing the good news, we see the shepherds were changed instantly. They returned to Bethlehem. They told everyone about Jesus. They glorified and they praised God. And since that time, this same Jesus has been having a similar effect on millions of people throughout history. After all, we're here at nearly midnight on a Tuesday evening, coming before God. But how did Jesus do that? You see, he didn't stay as a baby. We have this lovely image of him born at Christmas. But he grew up to be a man who lived a perfect life, reflecting God's glory into the world. And even though he suffered a cruel death, murdered on a cross, he came back to a wondrous new life and lives forever in heaven. And because of that, he answers prayer. He responds to those who ask him. He changes the situations that we face. He listens and promises to help us. Many of us who belong to this church have stories to tell of God's work in our lives. On your chair, you've got one of these leaflets. I'd love you to take that home with you. And in there are some stories from people who belong to this church, stories of how God has impacted their life, how God has changed them. Stories of hope and life, of transformation. Sometimes at this time of year, there's a slogan that goes round that a dog is for life, not just for Christmas. Well, the good news is that Jesus is for life. In fact, Jesus is for eternity, not just for Christmas. And the best gift that any of us can have this Christmas is the gift of knowing Jesus as our personal friend. You see, knowing Jesus isn't something that's abstract. It's not something that's just in our minds, something that's knowledge-based. God sent Jesus into the world at Christmas so that you and I could have a personal relationship with him. Just like we might have a relationship with our partners or our family or our children or our close friends. And that relationship can start right now on this Christmas Eve. And if you'd like to know more about what that means, what a relationship with Jesus looks like, maybe you've never really thought about that before, we'd love you to have one of these little booklets, lots of paper to give away tonight, called Why Christmas. Sam or I have got them, or there's some outside you can just help yourself to. And there's lots of information in there, and even a prayer at the end that you can pray to ask Jesus to be your friend. Whatever situation you are facing this Christmas, joy or sadness, hear the news tonight that the angels bring, that a Savior has been born for you and to offer you the wonderful gift of friendship of Jesus. I pray that each one of us would know that this year.